I was born in the small city of Haverhill, Massachusetts, H-A-V-E-R-H-I-L-L, Haverhill, a manufacturing town, about 50,000 people. But at an early age, we moved to Newburyport, N-E-W-B-U-R-Y-P-O-R-T, and I went into the second grade there. So I'm really a Newburyporter, and I graduated from Newburyport High School. Things are pretty
tough those
days, 1939, post-depression. There were no jobs for young people. I graduated from high school, and you went down and hung around the beach. There was nothing. It was just destitute. So my father had a variety of jobs. He was basically a meat cutter, but he got into a lot of different things. He was a contractor at one point, and he had his ups and downs. So I, at an early age, 17 years old, out of high school, I knew I had to get out of Newburyport. Out. I couldn't stay there. I'd become nothing. So I began searching, as in high school, I began searching the routes to places like the Coast Guard Academy, Annapolis. I wasn't interested in West Point, but I was interested in the seagoing aspects. Newburyport was a small seaport in those days. Large ships came in carrying cargoes of coal, and I watched those. I became quite interested in that business. I became a Sea Scout. I had been in the Boy Scouts, so I became a Sea Scout. And I had an aunt, a businesswoman, who lived in Haverhill. And she worked for the Haverhill Gas Company, and she was a sales lady. She was the forerunner of today's professional women. She was the woman on the floor at the display where they sold the gas ranges and heaters and that sort of thing. And in that company, there was a man who had a son who had graduated about this time, around 1938 or 39, from the Massachusetts Nautical School. I really knew little about it, but she and this fellow spurred me to investigate the nautical school. Now, I flunked out of the Coast Guard Academy and Naval Academy because of physical impairments. I have malocclusion. My jaw sticks out. They don't want people whose jaw sticks out. Yeah. My left shoulder is slightly lower than my right shoulder. They don't like that. You have to be squared. Yeah. So the nautical school became really my choice. So I took the entrance examination. A large number of kids for those days, maybe 120 people, took the examination, and I learned eventually that I finished 10th. So I was a shoo-in to that school, except that I didn't have any money. And they wanted $500. $500.
That was in 1939?
Yes.
That's a lot of money back then.
Yes, it was. People were making $10 a week working in stores. In fact, the summer before this happened, the summer between graduation and going to the nautical school, I worked in the First National store, and I received $10 a week. 5 days a week. I couldn't work till 10 o'clock at night. That was the only difference between me and a regular worker. So, anyway, I passed the exam, and I was admitted to Massachusetts Nautical School. And we lived on that ship, that square-rigged ship called the USS Nantucket.
And
she belonged to the Navy and was loaned to the state of Massachusetts by the United States Navy. The Navy maintained the ship. Massachusetts operated. And they took in about 35 cadets every 6 months. What they had was space for 120 cadets. So if a graduating class, probably it would be 26 or 27 every 6 months, they would take in maybe 35 or 36 cadets. And there was always that attrition. Maybe 10 kids would drop out at some point along the way. Mm-hmm. They either flunked out on academics, or there was some hazing. They didn't like the hazing, or whatever.